Exercise 4C, page 31.
Now I'd like you to talk about something together. Here are some pictures on the theme of employee motivation at work. First of all, please look at pictures A and C and talk together about what events will immediately follow those depicted in the photographs. I'd like you to take about a minute for this. So if I stop you, please don't worry.
Well, in picture A, these people seem to be at work, and they both look pleased, so we can assume that they're in a pleasant working environment. It seems like the man is giving his colleague a piece of paper with some information on it. They might be collaborating together on a project. I believe that they will continue to work on their project and successfully complete it by the end of the day.
Yes, that is a possibility, and that gives them a sense of achievement. I believe that one of them could be helping or giving the other people advice on a problem, and each people continues to work on their own to complete the workload.
Perhaps. What about picture C? The man is in a cluttered office with stacks of folders on his desk. He's holding his head and looks quite stressed, so we can assume that he's preoccupied with a problem. Well, I believe that after he finishes his phone call, he will discuss the issue with a colleague or his superior to try to find a solution. What do you think?
Yes, but I think he is stressed and annoyed about something. It's difficult to say for sure, but he might have just lost a deal or may have been talking to a difficult client. There are many documents on his desk, so it seems to me that this employee works hard all day to solve one problem after others.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to look at all the pictures. They will be used in a magazine article on employee motivation in the 21st century workplace. Talk together about the effects of employee motivation, as shown in these pictures, and then suggest one other factor that can affect employee motivation, either positively or negatively, that could be included in the article. Please talk about this for 3 minutes.
Well, it seems to me that we can divide these pictures into two quite distinct categories. The positive ones, those are pictures A and B, and then the negative ones, pictures C and D. So I suppose the big question is, how does this affect employee motivation?
Well, in the first picture, these two people, probably colleagues, seem pleased about their works, so they could be an example of highly motivated staff.
Yes, the man may be giving his colleague sales orders, which might show the company's profits, and would explain why they both look so pleased. Working for a successful company can be very motivating.
I also think they have a very good working relationship, as they are both smiling, which shows that they could be friends as well as colleagues.
In my opinion, it's very important to have a friendly atmosphere in the workplace. In the second picture, we can see a businessman in his office, and from his appearance and expression, I would say that he's content and successful in his job, and therefore another good example of motivated staff. Do you agree?
Yes, the man seemed to be very satisfied in his works.
I believe it's important to get pleasure from your work. However, not all employees have job satisfaction. For instance, in the third picture, the man is sitting at his desk, and he seems extremely frustrated because he is swamped with work, so he could be a good example of a highly unmotivated employee.
Yes, he looks as though he's stressed.
And finally, in the fourth picture, the woman appears to be yawning at her desk because she's tired, or because her work is extremely boring. I think it displays the negative effects of employee motivation.
I think this employee is less motivated and is happier in another type of job altogether.
Perhaps these four photos showing opposing ideas might make readers of the magazine think a little about the contrast between motivated and unmotivated staff in the 21st century workplace.
Yes, I see your point. What about another factor that can affect employee motivation, either positive or negative, that could be included in the article? I believe that low wages is another factor that can negatively affect employees.
Yes, I agree. Also, the overall feeling of not being paid fairly in relation to workload has a negative impact on motivation.
Yes, that's true.
Another important factor for enhancing job satisfaction is a promotion. Employees are certainly satisfied with their work when they consider themselves to be a productive part of an organization.
Yes, I think that a promotion is an important motivation factor.
I believe that low wages is another factor that should be included in the article, as it demotivates employees. Incentives, such as pay rises, promotions, or bonuses, need to be given to employees in order to keep them satisfied and productive.
I agree on those points.